On in, enjoy a football game here at Harbor Beach, which is our venue. Find concession stand up there.
As always.
And they're ready for the onslaught of anything.
That's right. And now this is the second time Harbor Beach and Brown City have played against each other. They played back in week number 4, and Harbor Beach pulled it out in the waning moments of the game to come from behind and beat Brown City 34-21. Harbor Beach was actually trailing with about 4.5 minutes left in that game, but that's when Harbor Beach's Aaron Ginther picked off a pass which set up a 1-yard run and score from Sloan Klasky. Then the stingy defense of the Pirates showed up again and picked off another pass, this time by the quarterback and defensive back Eli Kraft, and then he had a 50-yard run to seal the game, 6 points, and that was the end of the story, 34-21. That was week number 4 in Harbor Beach's first GTC East victory. Then they rattled off 5 more wins to end the season after that. Now imagine, Ron, what's this landscape? What would it look like if Brown City hung on and back on September 18th?
Well, again, Harbor Beach will be traveling to Brown City, I believe, and be playing at their field, and they would be, having to do the traveling and things like that. In fact, I even thought that Brown City pulled out one of Walt Braun's old ideas. He'd get here just before kickoff and bring his team on. He'd stop at an orchard field or a field and work out the team, and then get back on the bus and get dressed, and they'd come over to the and just walk in at a quarter to 7, the playoff or the game time.
Was that before or after Prohibition?
That was after.
Okay, well, we're going to take a quick break. You're tuned to WLAW.
The best of luck to all area sports teams from the team at Signature Bank. Hi, this is Janelle Kirsch. Investing in the youth of our community is the future of our economy. We at Signature Bank hope everyone realizes the importance of academic and sports excellence. When you invest with Signature Bank, you are investing in your local community. Your money goes to work right here, supporting area businesses, your friends, and neighbors. We offer competitive products, services, and investment opportunities to make your money grow. Congratulations to all area teams from everyone at Signature Bank.
Signature Bank, with offices in Bad Axe, Carroll, Frankenmuth, Harbor Beach, Port Hope, Sandusky, and Sebring, equal housing lender, member FDIC.
How many times in sports have we heard the phrase, "You just got your bell rung, you'll be okay, get back in the game"? Guess what? If you got your bell rung, you're probably not okay. You've probably sustained a concussion, and going back in the game just might put your life in jeopardy. Safety comes first in high school sports, and everyone should learn the signs and symptoms of concussions. Visit the MHSAA website to learn more. A message from the Michigan High School Athletic Association, promoting the value and values of educational athletics.
Remember that class that you absolutely hated? It was tough, boring, and dull. Sounds like insurance, right? The professionals at K&S Insurance agree, but we will help you to ease through the different ways to protect your insurance interest. Hastings Mutual Insurance and K&S Insurance will help you through one of life's necessary evils because we care. K&S Insurance, representing Hastings Mutual Insurance Company, known for Midwest value since 1885.
Hi, this is Pat Sorensen. For a no-obligation quote, please call me toll-free at 1-877-537-0202. That's 877-537-0202.
Go Pirates!
This is Leanne Kohler. October is Breast Cancer Awareness Month. Time for area women to get their screening and annual mammograms. If you are uninsured or underinsured and cannot afford a screening, you may be eligible for assistance through Kohler's Propane and the BCUPS program. BCUP stands for Breast Cancer Understanding, Prevention, and Screening. Kohler's Propane has partnered with Marlette Regional Hospital's Mammography Department by providing a portion of our propane sales to the hospitals via Star Fund. It's our desire at Kohler's that no one be without the resources to fight breast cancer. For more information, call Marlette Regional Hospital or go to www.getkohlers.com.
Here's our horoscope, football fans. Here's the latest dope, football fans. Some of you will contradict
the odds and scores that we predict,
but that makes football football fans.
That's right, folks. It's time for the predictions. We're starting 5 minutes early here in Harbor Beach tonight. We're there. Everyone's excited. Even the clock keeper's excited. Must be a Spartan grad.
Well, I know. He might be a CMU grad. I don't know.
Okay, all right.
All right, all right.
Well, anyway, we are about to get set here. Ron, he's getting the jacket ready. What's your prediction tonight?
Folks, I scared them last week. I lifted up my sweatshirt, and this week I made sure I'm freezing, but here's my pick, Clark.
Oh,
there's the color.
I see the orange. I see the orange. Ron is going to Harbor Beach, and with my prediction, no Hollywood this time, I'm going to Harbor Beach as well.
All right.
With Kraft behind the ball, even though he's a sophomore, he has very good poise in the pocket, and when the pocket breaks down, he uses his feet, scrambles, and gets the first down somehow miraculously.
Yeah, they seem to find a way to win it. I went to both table of knowledges. It was all hands down except for this one dude.
One dude?
Yeah. He says, I looked into my cup of tea leaves, and I picked Brown City by 3. Now, I don't know what was in those tea leaves, but I don't know. But leave it to him to come in with his tea leaves. So he's got Brown City winning by 3. All the people I talked to.
Well, a lot of people expect a blowout in the first week of playoffs for an undefeated team, but Brown City, they might be 6-3, but they are a very good team, and this is the team that had Harbor Beach on the ropes, homecoming, right here in Harbor Beach, and if it weren't for a few interceptions, Harbor Beach would be 8-1 right now.
Well, they match up very well offensively and defensively. You got to tip your hat to Coach Rubel. He usually comes up with a defensive scheme. I ask him, are you loading up the box? He just smiles at me. No, we're going to do regular. That means he's got something up his sleeve.
Oh, as always. Now, this is the first time Harbor Beach has actually been to the playoffs since 2007 when they made that long streak into the semifinals, I believe it was, when they finally met their match against Traverse City St. Francis, the perennial power in Division 7. There's the boot. Looks like Harbor Beach is going to be receiving. We're left to right across your radio. Aaron Ginter, the brother, and he's out to the 40-yard line. He breaks a couple tackles, and he's out to the 45-yard line until he's brought down by the 47 of their own territory by number 16 of Brown City. But there is a flag on the play.
Chris Fisher on the hit for Brown City, and I'm thinking you're going to see maybe face mask against Brown City on this one.
I'm almost going to guess a horse collar. Tackle.
Oh, a horse collar?
I'm going bold on my prediction here.
All right, I'm going to step away from the glare here, and I'm going to see face mask against Harbor Beach.
Oh, that's a change of plans.
Yeah.
So.
I had half of the penalty right.
You did, and yeah. I was completely wrong.
Yeah, I don't know how it must have been when he stiff-armed, got a hold of the mask, and said.
Twisted it.
Twisted, you're not going to get close enough to me, but so that's going to cost Harbor Beach 15, and it's going to put them back on the 30-yard line.
And, yes, indeed, they're back on the 30-yard line. It's from the spot of the foul, which is out of the 45. Aaron Ginther was brought down to the 47 with the face mask occurred at the 45-yard line of their own territory. So they're pushed back to their own 30-yard line. They have 70 yards for a score, moving left to right across your radio. Black pants, black jerseys with white lettering, and the traditional white helmets. Kraft is under center. We have a flanker to the right, two men in the backfield, Klasky and Ginther. And it looks like number 81 to the left, that's Colbert. This is a handoff to number 45, Sloan Glasky. Not much going there. Maybe a gain of 1 brings up second down.
Tyler Banks on the hit, and Brown City used the 4-4 defense, so they have no one on the center right now. They got the guards covered, and they did a good job of penetration and brought down the runner for no gain.
And according to the spot, no gain, so it's now 2nd and 10 for the Pirates. They're on their own 30-yard line, moving left to right across your radio. The clock is ticking down. 11:16 remains in the first quarter. No score here in Division 7 high school playoffs. Brown City against Harbor Beach in Harbor Beach. Same formation, except we have a slot receiver, Ginther, to the right. Looks like Wayner is now in the game as a tight end to the right. And there's a flag on the play. Looks like delay of game on the Pirates.
Yeah, you would think they would be able to get that, but again, here we go. Nerves by the coach and nerves by the player.
And there's some youthfulness out there with a sophomore quarterback and a lot of juniors on this team.
Yep. And, being the first time in a couple of years, as you mentioned, they're going to be a little tight, and it showed on that one.
There's only 8 seniors on this bunch and a whole bunch of 11s on our roster here. And the only 10, there's 2 sophomores on this team. That's number 2, Travis Esmaker, a wide receiver and running back, and then, of course, Kraft. Kraft under center, and this is a handoff. It looks like there's a fumble on the snap, and it's in the backfield. They're pushed back 5 yards after that delay of game penalty, and it looks all excited. They claim they have it. No signal yet from the officials right at the line of scrimmage, and this is a turnover. Brown City recovers the fumble on the snap, From the center to Kraft, and it is a turnover downs. Brown City offense on the field.
Guess who recovered it?
Who's
Nathan
that?
Primo for the Green Devils. So the Green Devils.